Vikings game plan continues. Welcome back. Paul Allen here for the Xfinity Player Breakdown and the player's former first-round pick, Sharif Floyd. He's a defensive tackle for the Minnesota Vikings in his second year from Florida. Thanks for joining the show.
Appreciate it for having me.
Congratulations on the victory against Tampa.
Thank you.
Very exciting game, tightly contested game. Did you have a lot of fun?
I had a great time. You know, first time playing back in Florida, too.
Right.
Yeah, so I had a ball. We got out there, had a great time, and had a good flight home.
The Vikings defensive line is playing at an extremely high level. A lot of it predicated on the play of Sharif Floyd. You feel like you're on a little bit of a roll right now?
I just feel like I'm comfortable in our defense. I'm comfortable in what my coaches is asking from me. And I can play at a fast level. You know, I can play with a little bit more tempo and do my job with my style on it.
Sharif had a sack in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game. He has three for the season. As a defensive tackle, what is the most important responsibility or facet of your role?
It's pretty much just my job, you know, and I think everybody's job is important, but I just take my job to another level. I feel as though that I have to stay in my gap. I have to do my job to protect the linebackers, and as well as Linval Joseph. He does the same thing for our linebackers as well. You know, we're key as a defensive line for our defense.
What's the difference between what you do and what, like, Linval Joseph does, even though you're both defensive tackles?
Well, Linval's more aggressive with his hands coming off the start of the snap of a play, and mine is all about my footwork. Then hands, you know, so his feet, hands, and his is hands, feet.
Everson Griffin has 8 sacks this year, and at times he's credited Sharif and other members of the defensive line, including the tackles, for being responsible for him getting sacks. Is being a defensive tackle, does that require sacrifice where you kind of have to be the ultimate team guy sometimes?
I wouldn't say sacrifice, you know, I would say being a team guy, you know, because what I can do or what I can show can help the next player just as well as whatever Linval does can help me. It's just us playing together, you know. It's not one of us going out there and individually rushing. We're doing it together. He pushed stuff to me, I pushed stuff to him, and that's just how it was.
This defensive line group, it seems like a very tightly knit bunch. Describe the room, the defensive line.
We got a great room, you know. So many different backgrounds coming from different places, you know, Tom Johnson, Linval Joseph, Everson Griffin from Arizona, like Southern we got with Linval, and B-Rob from Texas, me from Philadelphia, Shamar from Connecticut going to school up there and being from New York. So it's just a bunch of guys from a bunch of different places. We all come together and share our little stories.
Sharif mentions the name Shamar. That's Shamar Stephan, a 7th-round rookie from UConn, an absolute steal in the 7th round. What makes Shamar pretty good?
I think he's comfortable and he's confident in what coach is telling him to do. And he just plays at a high level. You know, I think him being from the north, east side, you know, east coast, you know how we do up there. You got an edge to him, you know, and he plays with it.
What's it like playing for Coach Mike Zimmer?
It's great. He reminds me a lot of Will Muschamp as far as his aggressiveness towards the game and practice and things like that. So I love him.